In the world of politics, there's much hand-wringing over negative ads. But despite all that angst, many politicians eventually choose to go negative because it works. Apparently, that strategy now applies to the world of beer. Beer ad wars have always been aggressive, but lately the battle of the breweries is getting downright ugly. Bob Garfield is a columnist for Advertising Age and host of NPR's On the Media. He's writing about the ad wars, which intensified yesterday when Anheuser-Busch, trying to defend its title as the king of beers, ran ads in USA Today dubbing Miller Lite the queen of carbs.
Yeah, that's nasty, and it's ruthless, but it's also quite ingenious to sissify the competition. You know, beer is almost, by definition, a macho enterprise, and by portraying the lowest carb light beer as somehow girl behavior is, it's not a foolish play.
Does that carry some risk, though? Could there be a backlash? I mean, there are a lot of men that are counting their carbs right now with this Atkins craze, and does the assertion that Miller is the queen of carbs somehow impugn their masculinity?
Well, this whole campaign could backfire in a number of ways, including the one you just mentioned. There's also the marketing axiom that the market leader should never, ever even acknowledge the challenger because it makes the leader vulnerable, and it also gives the challenger free advertising. You could argue that every anti-Miller Lite commercial is actually, in effect, a Miller Lite commercial.
So why would they go there?
Well, they're afraid. You have to understand that over the last 10 years, Bud Light has so dominated this category. It's done nothing but grow and grow, whereas Miller Lite, with one just dreadful advertising campaign after another, has gone from being the dominant force in the beer market in the United States to a pathetic also-ran. And now with this Atkins diet craze and the South Beach diet craze and with all this carb consciousness, Miller Lite finally stopped trying to be clever and started being smart and glommed on to this low-carb positioning that has suddenly changed everything, and it is growing for the first time since approximately the Battle of Hastings. And Bud Light, which had been growing at an enormous rate, its growth has dramatically slowed down. So everything has changed, and Anheuser-Busch is worried.
So you say Miller got smarter. They also pulled off the gloves. Miller's latest ads are retaliatory. Miller was really the first one that got aggressive here by poking fun at Bud's King of Beer slogan with a campaign that says Miller is the president of beer.
Beer drinkers of America, it seems our honorable opposition have anointed themselves the king of beers. The king of beer? Have you ever heard? I guess they never got the memo. This is America. America is a democracy. Break it down. Democracy. With that in mind, we hereby announce Miller's candidacy for the president of beers.
You know that the gloves are off. Well, you really see that. I mean, in one of the ads reads, "This is America. We don't kowtow to a bunch of tiara-wearing crumpet eaters, beer and crumpets."
Yeah. Well, look, so Miller Lite has ridiculed the king of beers, and now Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light are saying, well, not so fast here, because Miller is now owned by a South African beer conglomerate, and you know, they're not even Americans. How can these people come in here and tell us how to drink beer? And that will resonate with some percentage of the beer drinking audience.
Bob, it's kind of amazing that we're even having this discussion. I mean, that the battle of the breweries has come down to a war over the waistline.
Yeah, it's on the verge of being ridiculous, because you know, hitherto beer had not been health food, but there you go.
Yeah, I mean, what about, you know, people used to wear their beer proudly right around the middle. I mean, you earned that beer gut.
God knows I've earned mine. It's substantial and dearly won.
Good to talk to you, Bob.
Michelle, it is my pleasure.
Bob Garfield is a columnist for Advertising Age and the host of NPR's On the Media.